The species is called the olenghito, and one of the most important things to know about the small animal that kind of looks like a raccoon is that it's cute, really cute. A video made by a group called Untamed Science features some of the scientists that discovered the new species. They describe it this way.
Living teddy bears.
A walking teddy bear.
Very small, very cute, very fuzzy, very furry, with tiny ears.
There were three news conferences announcing the species. One took place at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, where olenghito plush toys were being passed out. One sat on the podium where Dr. Roland Kays of NC State described the discovery.
This story starts in the dusty museum cabinets around the world. And in these cabinets, open up these drawers, and there are all sorts of secrets.
In this case, a curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History began the work in those dusty museum cabinets. Christopher Helgen wanted to find variations within olenghos. He and his team set out to examine olengo specimens throughout the world. During that search, Roland Kays says Helgen's team found some different pelts and skeletons.
There were some skulls and some skins that were totally new. Some of them were labeled as a regular olengo. Some were labeled as unknown. Some were labeled as a kinkajou, actually a totally other species.
The olenghito specimens were smaller, with differently shaped teeth and skulls. The coats were longer and denser. As Helgen's team began to dig more, they found an olengo DNA sample that actually turned out to be an olenghito. It had lived in the National Zoo for a year in the 1970s, but wouldn't breed with other olenghos, a sign that it was a different species. Helgen's team ultimately enlisted the help of NC State's Roland Kay, who is also the director of the Biodiversity Lab at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. The goal was to find an actual living olenghito. In 2006, Kay led a team to the Andes to find one. Kay says he wasn't sure if they'd find an olenghito, but they did. On their first night there.
Clouds were moving by. It was hard to get a good look. There's vegetation in the way. But once I got my binoculars locked on, you could see the coloration difference from the other olenghos. It was a huge relief.
The olenghito weighs about 2 pounds, roams at night, eats figs and other fruits, and is described as a cross between a house cat and a teddy bear. It's a mostly solitary animal, and female olenghitos have only one baby at a time. Kay says discovering the olenghito is big news, even if lots of other scientists, or even you and me, couldn't tell the difference between olenghos and olenghitos.
This is not the splitting of hairs. This is not, you know, oh, well, it's just this one little nodule on the skull that's different. And this is not a species that was already described that then we split into two. This is a full description of a new species of carnivore that hasn't happened in the Western Hemisphere since Mustela Felipe, a small little weasel, was described from these same cloud forests.
Cloud forests. That's about 6,000 feet up in the Andes, where it's pretty much clouds and trees. Kay says more field work has to be done up there to give a fuller picture of the olenghito. But he stresses that the animal's habitat, that cloud forest, is changing quickly. Kay's team estimates that 42% of the olenghito's habitat is gone, converted for urban space or agriculture.
These canopy animals, they don't live on the ground. If you chop their trees down, they have no habitat. These animals probably are born in the trees, die in the trees, and you never set foot on the ground in between that.
Kay says there are most likely many more species to be discovered in those cloud forests way up in the Andes, as long as the forests themselves stick around. Sam Sanders, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.